Thanks so much for joining us during the Advent season as we look at this great topic of hope. The word hope in Scripture does not mean to wish for something to happen or turn out a certain way. Rather, in the Bible, hope means a confident trust in the sovereign God to do His will in our lives, and to do His will in our lives all the way to eternity. In our passage today, the Apostle Paul makes it clear that he wants his ministry to outlive him. His hope, his certain confidence, is that his love for Jesus will be passed on to another generation. So let me talk to parents a second. Isn't that what we want? Isn't that our hope, our certain confidence, that our faith is passed on to our children? Well, Paul says it this way, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. You yourselves are a letter of recommendations written on our hearts to be known and read by all. And you showed that you are a letter from Christ delivered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. Parents, we need to lead and live beyond ourselves. We are not content to stay in a corner simply doing daily devotions. Parents feel the call God has put on them to impact people for Him, our children for Him. This call is not based on spiritual pride. We don't parent in order to have statues built for us. We desire to pass on our love to Jesus, to our children, and rest in the hope that they will do the same to their children. Passing our faith on to others doesn't happen without action. Paul did the hard work of prayerful planning, of dangerous travel, of study, of teaching, and then he went through persecution. Now, as parents, we might not face the same type of persecution Paul did, but we have the same hope of passing our faith to our children, and that takes prayerful planning, reading and studying God's Word, teaching our children, and backing up our words with godly living, the fruit of the Spirit, as this passage said, is known and read by all. Hope just doesn't happen. It will be brought about by spiritual discipline and growth. So here's the deal. When your kids speak at your funeral, I bet they don't say anything about their expensive Christmas gifts. I bet their focus will be on the gift of Jesus that they saw through you up close and personal. Lord, help us to make an impact in the lives of those around us, especially our kids. Give us the desire to lead beyond ourselves. Use us to impact those around us for you and your eternal purposes, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.